live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program here. Tonight, coming up, Johnny Ray is going to share with us a letter from a soldier who is unfortunately no longer with us. We will explain why, or he will explain why in his own words.
Pretty moving story.
So Johnny Ray has that on deck. Also want to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. You may, of course, bring up whatever you would like, but I'm just wondering, what's the benefit of residency? I mean, everybody seems to think they have to do this thing of, oh, we want to move into a new state and establish residency. Because that's what you do when you move to a new plot of land. You establish residency. But why? Why? What good is it? What does residency confer to me that is new that I had not had previously? Is it that, you know, you just don't get put in a cage? Is that what is that the benefit, that they don't hurt you as much?
I'd say that to some extent it's delight with being in this new place. You know, you move somewhere new, you say, I'm now part of these folks, and I'm going to like the sports teams they like. I'm going to try to some of their food that they like, and I'm going to make sure I get my driver's license here.
I did become a Celtics fan after I moved up here.
For real?
Yeah, I don't even like basketball.
I don't really care much about sports at all, but I get, you know.
That's the libertarian line, I do not like sports.
I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of sports people in the Liberty movement. I don't know many of them, but.
They were certainly posting about hockey on my timeline last night, I can tell you that. Newsfeed, I guess.
Yeah, but what you're saying, Mark, makes sense. Okay, let's go out to restaurants. Okay, let's go to the culture. You know, let's experience the culture. Let's meet people. Let's get involved in community groups. All that stuff makes sense. That's easy stuff to do. It's not easy to go to the DMV and deal with their lines and deal with the paperwork. And
I'm not claiming it is.
So, like, why would anyone want to do that thing, that part of it?
Well, because there's this this cultural things that humans have about sort of where you're from, what's your hometown, and you can see it here at with the Free State Project. You know, they're often telling me to go home. I've likely lived here as long as they have. I've been in, how long have we been here? 7 years, 8 years? I don't know. It's been a long time we've lived in New Hampshire, and I'll tell you, the town in which I live, they're not holding my property tax checks and not cashing them because I'm from someplace else.
Right.
But, you know, people are weird about where you're from, that kind of thing. I always tell, if anybody bothers, deigns to actually say to me, go home, I tell them I'd be happy to go home. If you go down and you get all the people from New Hampshire that have moved down to Bradenton, Florida, you get them out of Bradenton, Florida, I'll go back. Because it's a stupid thing to say.
Apparently the neighbor here, one of the neighbors at the LRN.FM studios, is kind of a grump in my experience with him, and he was out, I guess, yesterday with a zoom lens camera taking pictures of the activists that were around as they were coming back from Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, taking photos of each person in their car and I guess their license plate or something like that. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be intimidating or what, but apparently he told Nemi, our Wednesday night co-host, that she needed to leave. And she told him back that she's from here, so she's not going anywhere.
I think it's funny. It's a funny thing that somebody might say. I mean, you know, just what in the world?
Nemi's not the right person to be given guff of any kind to. No. Certainly not unfounded guff.
Half the people in New Hampshire aren't from New Hampshire.
So the reason why people do this residency thing is because they're just trained to. You don't think about it. That's just what people do when they move from one place to another because they're afraid also of what might happen if they don't do it. We see people on the Free State Project forums. You can go to freestateproject.org and click on the forums, and then you can ask questions of people that are already here and meet other people that haven't moved yet and that kind of thing. And, you know, one of the big questions is, well, how do I become a resident? And, of course, if I see a thread like that, I'll usually respond with, why would you want to do something like that? And, you know, people don't think about those things. Well, the answer is, in my opinion, you shouldn't. You should avoid that. But you've got to know what you're getting into. And one of the most important, I guess, concepts to understand is that you can talk your way into a ticket easily on this particular issue. I'll give you an example. You talked earlier about, Mark, how you shouldn't talk to the police. Well, here's a perfect example. When you get pulled over by the cops.
Resident is a legal term.
They will constantly ask questions about, like, if they're looking at your license. Is this your current address, sir? Well, you aren't under any obligation to answer his question. The only obligation, I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice, but as I understand it, the only obligation you have as a driver when you're pulled over is to provide the driver's license and registration. And if you're in a state which requires insurance, the insurance information. That's all you got to provide. You don't have to answer their questions. You have no obligation to answer their... He's interrogating you.
Yes,
you are being investigated.
He's conducting a criminal investigation.
He wants you to say, no, that's not my no, that's not my current address. Well, how long have you lived at your new address? I've been there a few months. Well, sir, I'm going to have to write you a ticket because you don't... we've got this statute here, and they have them in all the states. We've got this statute that says once you move, you've got to let the driver's bureau know, blah, blah, blah.
But what it means is once you open your yakker and you've told me how long you've lived in a particular place, then I can write you a ticket. Otherwise, I'm completely unable to.
Yep, you gave him all the evidence he needed.
Once you're asked a question by a police officer, what I do is, are you conducting an investigation today?
Yeah, that's a great comeback.
Because if they say no, they're not conducting an investigation, then, well, I guess, then anything I say to you isn't evidence against me, right? Because if that's the case, we can have a conversation. You want to know about where I live? You want to see pictures of my kids? You want to talk about what kind of dog I have? Son, I'd love to have that talk with you. You just sit right down here.
I'd love for you to call a cop, son.
And we will talk about it. However, if you are conducting an investigation so that you can find me, you know, criminally liable and hand me a ticket.
That's right.
I'm not answering questions today.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only positive statement I intend to make.
Right. He's just doing his job, and I'm just doing mine as an activist, and that is not giving them information to find me, arrest me for things or whatever. So the point that I'm making here is that my residency charge was dropped right before court, of course. So I show up to court yesterday early in the morning, and the cop's there, so he didn't know it was going to be dropped. He was there waiting to go to court. I'm waiting to go to court, and the prosecutor kind of eyeballs me and, you know, puts her finger up like, here, she's going to come talk to me, because I'm there sitting on my camera. I'm getting ready. You know, I got my questions prepared. I spent an hour and a half beforehand after I cleaned up the mess from the drunk guy in the studio writing some questions for the trial that I was expecting to have. And as is so often the case, the prosecutor dropped the charges literally right before the trial. She comes up, beckons me out to the hallway, and I didn't record this interaction with her, but I did have my camera there in case I felt like I wanted to. And she told me that she was dropping nulla prosequi. That's a legal term. It's Latin. Means dropping the charge. Nulla prosequi is what it stands for. And that it was off the table as far as the court was concerned. However, she warned me that she intended to send her allegations, the information that she'd collected, the discovery information about, you know, my license in Florida and all that stuff. And she wanted to send that to the New Hampshire Department of Motor Vehicles and the Florida Department of Motor Vehicles. Her intention is that she knows that she has a tough case in front of the court. Because in New Hampshire, it says you are not a resident if you have claimed residency in any other state. So all I have to do is say I'm a resident in some other state. Then I'm not a resident in New Hampshire. That's all I would have had to have done in front of court if I even wanted to testify, but they would have to prove I was a resident, etc. So she had an impossible case, and she knew it. So that's why she dropped the charge. But if she goes to the New Hampshire DMV, there's not as much of a burden of proof required there. It's just an administrative situation. So she wants them to create a case within their little bureaucracy, and they want to call. She wants them to call me to Concord so I can appear before their tribunal or whatever, their administrative judge or whatever they're called, their minister. I don't know. I've been there once back when Lauren Canario, one of the early movers, was in a situation with the DMV. So I have a little bit of experience with it. But they just, you know, they basically have a fat guy that comes in and he's, you know, a bureaucrat with the department, and he makes some sort of decision on whatever the issue is. So she knows that it's going to be an easier case in front of the New Hampshire DMV if they decide to go forward with it. What she wants them to do is suspend my so-called privileges to drive for a year. She also wants Florida to pull my driver's license
for
as well.
Claiming they want your driver's suspended because you haven't changed states of residency?
That's what they're going to try for. That's what she's hoping they're going to try for. But essentially, she's passing the buck. So she's passing the buck to this other bureaucracy. It's then out of her hands. And will they do something with it? We'll let you know. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What's your experience with traveling?
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I am neurologist Dr. Alex Malstop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malstop's Migralex gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralex works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralex Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralexRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there. Completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And those features do include archives that go back all the way to late 2006. You just download as many of them as you want. The SoundCloud player is now built right into our website on each archive page. The SoundCloud player allows you to easily share your favorite archives with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or Google or wherever else you might happen to spend time socially networking online. So go to freetalklive.com to enjoy those archives. And if you like what we're doing at freetalklive.com and you have some bitcoins, you can toss your bitcoins into our tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to see the tip jar address. We also have a Litecoin tip jar as well if you're into that. And you can go again to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the bitcoins too, because these are really exciting. It's a decentralized currency that actually is also a financial transaction system, and it cuts out the middleman when it comes to money. It actually puts money back in the people's hands instead of the bankers and the government guys. But once you start acquiring bitcoins, you might wonder, well, can I do more than just tip Free Talk Live? Can I do more than just order a WordPress site? You know, all these intangible online things. Turns out you can.
That's right. You can get electronics from bitcoinstore.com. At bitcoinstore.com, they've got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. I'm looking at an XFX Radeon HD something or other. I don't know what all these computer things are, but you can get, you know, laptops, tablets, computer screens, flat screen TVs, desktops, whatever it is that you might need. I see a Samsung solid state drive available here at bitcoinstore.com, and they've got them at lower prices than you're going to be able to find elsewhere. At a 0% markup, as a matter of fact, in many cases. And the reason that they can do this is because they don't have to pay fees to credit card companies. It's bitcoinstore.com. Go take a look. If you're looking for an electronics item, go take a look at the prices they've got there. In comparison, as a matter of fact, they've got some items that you can't even find elsewhere on the internet, period. It's bitcoinstore.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Still to come tonight, the letter from a soldier who killed himself. We'll give you his last words. Jack is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, Jack.
All right, great. Doesn't the revised statute of New Hampshire, well, I got it pulled up here. It says a resident or inhabitant or both of this state and of any city, town, or political subdivision of this state shall be a person who is domiciled or has a place of abode or both in this state. You get what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. You guys are living there. You have a rental agreement or anything like that?
I'm not sure what the point of your question is.
Well, the point of my question is here, according to the New Hampshire revised statutes annotated, if you are domiciled or an inhabitant of the state, okay, they consider you a resident of the state.
No, that's not my interpretation of it. My understanding is the resident and inhabitant are defined exactly the same, but there are requirements on residents that do not exist for inhabitants. So, for instance, in New Hampshire, you can register to vote without being a resident of the state. Because,
really?
For instance, a college student would, in theory, be able to inhabit New Hampshire, but yet not create residency in New Hampshire because they intend to, you know, not live here forever or whatever. For whatever reason, they just don't want to be a resident. They can register to vote and register as an inhabitant rather than somebody who's a resident. Now, that's not specified on the voting form, but what I've done, for instance, is actually cross out the term reside and put in the term inhabit, and it's been accepted.
Well, another thing is I had a friend of mine say one time that, well, I inhabit wherever I am.
Sure. Yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with the state. I would like to cut the state out of my life entirely. I think the state's an immoral organization of human beings that is doing the wrong thing on a regular basis. I think some of the people involved are good people, but, you know, good people doing the wrong thing, that happens a lot. And that's what's going on here, so I don't want to be associated with it.
Well, yeah, and another thing is you guys are real sharp. I've been listening to you for months now. You guys are real sharp.
Thanks.
But the people, the powers that be are using the court systems to just beat the hell out of you guys. I shouldn't have been able to say that on the air.
You can say hell.
Okay.
You can say Hades, too. You can say Valhalla, if you like.
So, you know, I mean, if you're going to keep being brought into these forums, like an administrative forum, which you're looking into probably being drawn into, according to this prosecutor, or into the courts or whatever, you got to learn how to use the system.
Okay.
You know? And if you're going
to
I've learned
a thing or two about the system over all the times that I've been inside it. I mean, I'm one of the more capable people as far as doing things inside the system, inside the court realm. But what are you getting at?
Well, the point I'm getting at is I had this old friend of mine that taught me how to do legal research and writing. And he told me this. He says, if you want to be a lumberjack, you have to learn to use the axe. And the point being is that I don't see, I'm assuming you guys have a community college nearby where you could go and take a basic and advanced legal and legal research and writing class. You know,
I don't have time for that stuff, man.
Well, then, you know, you're gonna struggle with it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's something that you want to do. It was just a recommendation. I mean, I understand that not everybody.
The average person doesn't have the, in my opinion, the interest or time or money to go to school to learn legal stuff. What is it you feel I would get out of a class like that?
Well, in my own personal experience, I feel like that you would be able to navigate a law library real well. You'd be able to do court forms and practice, you know, civil pleadings. You would be able to write in a way that these people can understand it. I mean, these people go to school and they have their own way of writing and
they have their own language.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's my only point. I'm not trying to criticize you, okay? I'm just saying that they're going to keep.
By all means, criticize me. I mean, I want to hear what I'm doing wrong. I want to be better at what I'm doing. But also, at the same time, you have to understand, I run a business for a living, and I'm also an activist at the same time. So every moment of my day, I'm either doing something related directly to enhancing Free Talk Live's position on radio stations around the country, or I'm doing, you know, like today, this afternoon, Mark, when you came in, I was writing court motions. So, you know, or I'm doing something in regards to
In your defense, you've taken the howtowinincourt.com course, and as have
not
I.
Not fully.
Okay, so you know it's something to consider.
It's just too much for me.
You don't have to go all the way to you know across town to do it. You can do it in your home and take the videos courses there, and it's a great course, and it'll probably.
Yeah, I've got a copy of
the
Jurisdictionary right here in the studio.
That's right.
Yeah,
so
well, I mean,
same course.
There you go. You guys have already you're already on your way. I mean, I think that's great. You know, and a lot of people work and they can't do it too. And, of course, I didn't know that you guys had already done this already. You know,
sure.
I thought you were in there flailing, you know, and they threw you in the water and you're there just flailing around, you know.
It's hard not to flail, but, you know, perhaps there's something less than flailing going on, but not much.
Well, sometimes I'll post some of the motions to freekeen.com, although admittedly I'm not as good about posting everything just because I've got four different cases right now. I think actually it's down three now. But I've got three open cases at the moment, and it's just hard to kind of keep track of it all and keep everybody informed and keep the blog interesting at freekeen.com. But, you know, what we really need is more people who know their stuff when it comes to the legal land to come here to New Hampshire and to get active and to help some of these activists. So I thank you for the call, Jack. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ben from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ben has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with
with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that you find there. Those features do include our mobile site, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You can get access to our live streams there, for instance. Also, we have the podcast is linked to at m.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a weight loss supplement. It's called Axia 30, and it has been working for me. It is a pill that I take once a day. I haven't changed my life in any other way, and I've been losing weight with Axia 30. You can try it, too. There's no reason you shouldn't try it, because they've got a full three-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back right away. They've got at Chamonix, the company that produces this, is known for its natural ingredients. Just give them a call, 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. I'm very sensitive to stimulants. It doesn't give me the weird jitters or anything like that. You can get a free month of Axia 30 right now with your order, 800-543-6613.
Ian, I want to talk a little bit more about your situation and what has happened to you since you've been living here in Keene.
Okay, sure.
You here on this program, we talk about how ridiculous and unjust the United States often is. It's a rule of men, not a rule of law.
Yep.
How is it, if you've been living under this roof for 6 years, how is it that you've been driving around that whole time without getting your vehicle registered here? Without,
well, first of all, I don't own a car, but I did for a while, and I never had it registered in New Hampshire.
How have you gotten away with it for so long?
I mean, I've had the police. There was one time when I was driving through a local neighborhood. I had a police officer who was right behind me for quite a while. I mean, so they easily could have, as they tend to do, typed up my license and found out who was driving that car and then pulled me over and messed with me on that. I've actually had the city manager himself threaten me over this. It was a couple of years ago. He accosted me in the lobby of City Hall and said something to the effect of, look, you know, we know that you're driving around without a New Hampshire driver's license and blah, 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 blah. And I said something like, well, what obligation do I have to get a New Hampshire driver's license?
And did he have an answer for that
conversation.
Good.
My point is, they've known about it for a long time. It's not like all of a sudden they discovered, oh, that Ian Freeman, he doesn't have his New Hampshire driver's license, so we better go after him now. No. They've known about this for years.
Oh, I used to have lunch on a relatively regular basis with one of your nemesis. Fred Parcells, mm-hmm. And this was a big concern of his.
He's a former detective with the Keene Police.
Former police officer, and this is the kind of thing that they're worried about. Oh, my goodness, the piece of metal on the back of your vehicle is the wrong sort.
Well, they're worried about it because they want revenue. I mean, they want the money. They want you to pay the whatever arbitrary amount they decide, because in New Hampshire it's based on how old your vehicle is, as I understand it. What you pay per year for the registration has to do with the age of the vehicle. So they want the money, and of course they want the obedience, and they know that once that piece of metal is on your car, that it becomes subject to all of the New Hampshire Motor Vehicle Code. Whereas if it is under, let's say you're from North Carolina, Johnny Rafe, if you had a car that was registered in North Carolina, they wouldn't be able to pull you over for an inspection sticker. Now, does North Carolina have inspections?
Yes.
Doesn't matter. Because New Hampshire can't enforce North Carolina state law, the state code. They can't do that. So you could have an expired registration, you could have an expired inspection sticker, and the New Hampshire guys wouldn't be able to charge you with that.
Yeah. Your car has to be registered. I was almost arrested in Massachusetts because my New Hampshire registration was expired. So basically what that amounted to was that I was driving around on Massachusetts roads in an unregistered vehicle. And that was a real...
Yeah, that's a risky endeavor, is driving an unregistered vehicle. Now, I fully support the people with the Freedom to Travel activism. I've done some of it myself. I've done, you know, varying introductory sort of levels of Freedom to Travel activism. For those that don't know, Freedom to Travel activists typically will drive without a driver's license. They will drive unregistered vehicles. Their licenses may be suspended, these sorts of things. They'll travel anyway. Of course, they would argue that the word drive is a legal term. Whereas traveling, everybody has a right to do. And I like that perspective, and I hope that we get more Freedom to Travel activists in New Hampshire, because I would like to do more Freedom to Travel activism, because I don't think you should have to beg any bureaucrat's permission to be able to drive from point A to point B, or to travel from point A to point B. I don't think that you should have to pay
but
a bunch of bureaucrats.
But it's their property, isn't it?
Aren't they maintaining
those roads?
They're maintaining them poorly. And they're maintaining them without my consent.
Oh, with your money. And I think this is an important thing to point out.
Well, they still buy gas in New Hampshire.
Well, right. You buy gasoline, and they force you to pay for those roads through your property taxes. So should I be forced to pay for, to be licensed to drive on a road that I'm forced to pay for? It's one thing if you have a license for me to drive on your road, but your road isn't your road if you're the government. You took the land through threats of seizure through eminent domain, and that you maintain the land by taking property taxes from me and gasoline taxes from vendors that sell gas. You might say that vendors that sell gas are giving taxes of their voluntarily because they're, you know, they sign up to sell gas, but that's still kind of pushing it. What if you wanted to sell gas without getting their license, in which case they would shut you down right away and call you a hazard to the community because you haven't paid them whatever their licensing fee is. So I don't think that they can legitimately call them their roads. Do you get my drift?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, Mark. And now back to the point earlier about you and your situation with the courts and you driving around for 6 years. I have a theory about it that supports the concept of the Free State Project.
Okay.
My theory is that you're a hard target, and they prefer soft targets, but you take your stuff to court. You're a squeaky wheel,
mm-hmm.
and you don't roll over. You make them do the work. So,
but they keep targeting me. I mean, those the being a hard target hasn't stopped them from targeting me. They continue to come up with things to go after me. And they're going after me for smoke alarms, the Keene Activist Center. They're going after me for residency. I mean, they're going after me for all this petty stuff. But they're still trying to get me.
You're a successful businessman, and you've been successful with the law. The law has worked for you.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean the system has worked for you. You've been able to live your life the way you want to. You spent a little bit of time in jail, but for the most part, you're a free
man.
The
system generally doesn't work. It usually doesn't work very well at all. Recently, I've had some court successes. I had the no trespass order thrown out against me at the courthouse. I had been banned from the courthouse forever. I got a great attorney who came on board there and knocked it out of the park and got that ban overturned. The ACLU, of course, helped me win a case in Palmer, Massachusetts, where I got a $5,000 settlement. So I had some really killer attorneys help me in those cases. Smoke alarm case is the city's on the ropes on that one, and I handled that one alone. And then this recent residency case I also handled alone, and they dropped out of that one as well. Mark Stevens kind of helped me out a little bit with some things, but ultimately his filings didn't affect, I don't think, the outcome of the case. So I've been having better luck in their system, but I wouldn't chalk anything up to it being effective or good or whatever. Their system has wasted my time and wasted my money. I would rather be doing other things, but you know, part of my activism is to set an example. Because I don't know, I guess I'm here first. And so that's kind of the role I've fallen into. I'm one of the earliest movers as part of the Free State Project. And there are a lot of people who are doing various different types of activism. And I want to, you know, to be as free as I possibly can and document as much of the, you know, that process as possible. Talk about it on the radio, have it recorded. Like, that's why I'm always in court hearings, recording things and posting them at freekeene.com. So, for instance, if you want to see my hearing from yesterday on the bad behavior of the bailiffs at the Superior Court, that hearing video is currently up at freekeene.com, so you can do that there. But
yeah, and that's part of you being a hard target, is you recording things.
Absolutely. But all the things I'm doing are duplicatable. I'm not doing anything that anybody else can't do. In fact, if you were to do the same thing, that is move to New Hampshire, live here, and not register a car, they'll never know about you unless you, you know, make yourself known. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescoff. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milescoff's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control, toll free here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you would like. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. We also have Skype available to you. And you can Skype us at lrn.fm. That is the username that you'll need. Once again, that's lrn.fm on Skype. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and support the show. One of the ways you can do that is to promote us. And there are a variety of different promotional options. You go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll see a whole list of different things that you can do. You can get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there as to how to do that. You can download web graphics, use them on your website, link over to Free Talk Live. You can, of course, share your favorite episodes on Facebook and Twitter and such. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got downloadable flyers as well. Promote.freetalklive.com.
And check out School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, and more. You can visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. The ending will shock you at schoolsucksproject.com.
To the phones and fun, Dallas is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dallas.
Residency helps establish the state's presumed jurisdiction. You can domicile, you can inhabit, and part of being a resident, you get to, I guess, partake in being a registered voter and registering for vehicles and paying property taxes.
Now, I have been able to register to vote. Now, I don't know if things are different in Texas, but in New Hampshire, I have been able to register to vote without being a resident.
And I find that interesting that you could actually do that without having a state-issued ID.
I actually have a state-issued ID as well. I have a voter ID. In New Hampshire, they've created a... Mark might be able to better explain this, but there was a recent change to the voting laws that essentially made it so that they're trying to make it more difficult for people to vote without showing any sort of identification. And
right. Basically, you have to have a government ID to vote. And because...
Well, no, you don't.
What's that?
No, you don't. They're trying to make it seem like you have to have a government ID to vote.
Did they overturn that law? Because that law was passed.
You're going to have to show me where it says that, Mark, because I think that's nonsense. I think that what they're trying to do is they've created a system. For those that don't know, in New Hampshire, you can walk in the day of an election, and you have, having never voted in New Hampshire before, you can fill out forms
swearing. You do not have to show any identification.
You did not have to show any identification.
You find the proof to prove me wrong, Mark, because until you prove me wrong, you do not have to show identification.
You're the one making a positive statement. Therefore, you have to prove it.
That's been my experience. I've never shown identification.
It was my experience, too, but things have changed.
I have voted in every election, and that hasn't changed. Are you saying it's going to change at the next election? Because it hasn't changed yet.
I think maybe that's just it, that the legislation was set to take effect after the last election.
I believe that's the case.
All right, well, I guess we'll find out, because I'm not going to show ID to vote. My understanding of...
I'm sorry. I wanted to share something with you. I won't keep you long, but I renewed my vehicle registration. I domicile in Texas. And I noticed something today on it that was quite peculiar, and this is a quote directly from the paperwork. This receipt to be carried in all commercial vehicles. Purchase registration remains with this vehicle and will not be refunded if the vehicle is sold. Now, on this piece of paper comes a little sticker. You put it down in the lower left-hand corner of your windshield. Now, do they presume that because I've done that, this is now a commercial vehicle?
Seems like a reasonable presumption on your
presumption?
Part.
Presumption? Yes, I would think so.
I don't think the semantics or whatever back that up.
It's legal to be
in every commercial vehicle, but just because it's in a vehicle doesn't mean it is a commercial vehicle.
But it doesn't make sense. Such.
But Johnny Ray, the Freedom to Travel people have done a lot of research on this, and I tend to believe them because I know some of these people that they drive with no license and things like that. They've researched and they found that the word drive in legalese means you're doing a commercial activity, and that in order to do commercial activity, the government is regulating only commercial activity on the roads, but ultimately has fooled everyone into believing that they need to get these driver's permits and such.
Dallas, can you read
that? Is that your understanding of it, Dallas?
That's exactly my understanding of it, Ian.
Sorry, Johnny Ray, go ahead.
I was going to say, Dallas, can you read that language again?
This is an all capital letter, so it's like, it stands out bold above everything else. It says, this receipt to be carried in all commercial vehicles.
And that receipt is your vehicle registration?
This receipt is my vehicle registration. Now, I must say that I do use this particular vehicle to drive back and forth to work, and I do have to sometimes enter foreign trade zones. So at that point, it would be a commercial vehicle. Now,
well, see, that's the problem. That's where I start to part ways with the Freedom to Travel activists. I don't care what I'm doing with my wheels. I don't care if it is commercial. I don't even know what that means. If I'm doing business or if I'm going to my grandma's house, it doesn't matter to me. I shouldn't have to ask some bureaucrat's permission if I'm going to do it safely.
You should be able to conduct your business privately as an individual at any point without any interference. I believe that also. But the fact of the matter is the state regulates those commercial entities. And that's the entities that they're allowed to regulate. They're not allowed to regulate men and women, whom we all are.
But of course they do, because men and women allow themselves to be controlled. Because they don't stand up for their beliefs. They don't get together as part of the Free State Project and stand together, because then they would be stronger, because people are just too afraid to stand up for what they believe in.
Okay, so is commerce so prominent?
Hey, thanks, Dallas. I appreciate your call tonight. Go ahead, Johnny Ray.
Is the word commerce so prominent in these discussions and in the paperwork because of the Interstate Commerce Clause?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't done the level of research that the freedom to, like the real hardcore Freedom to Travel activists have done. But there's a guy who's moving to the Keene area, as I understand it. Now, of course, people's plans can change at the last minute. But there's a guy who was at Porkfest who's going to be moving here, allegedly, and he's done this stuff. He's done some of this Freedom to Travel stuff. Of course, Jay Noon, a friend of the show from Massachusetts, is also one of the Freedom to Travel folks. And I think the more people we can get up here who are willing to put it on the line, and you know, what you're putting on the line in the case of Freedom to Travel is your car, because they might steal that and hold it in an in-and-out
lot. Indeed, they might very well.
And if they suspend your driving privileges, as they want to, as the prosecutor here in town wants to have done to me, and I go ahead and drive anyway, well, then that is a criminal charge.
They're going to suspend your freedom privileges too.
They put people in prison in New Hampshire for driving to work. And I'm not exaggerating. Prison. I don't mean jail. They do jail, too. You can go to jail for it, but if you go to jail enough times, you'll go to prison.
the next time. 3 years. There's a guy in prison for 3 years, is from what I understand. At least one. Several, from my understanding of it, in New Hampshire.
Driving.
Yeah, just for going to work. Let's continue here as we go to Andy. He is on Skype calling from Huntsville. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, sound great. What's on your mind?
A little earlier in the show, you'd mentioned a local law that was trying to ban the synthetic drugs.
Yes.
Did I hear that right?
That's correct. It has not yet been written. They are proposing it, and the city council thus far is in favor of that.
Yeah, what exactly is that law entailing?
Well, they seemed a little iffy on it, and they're pretty clear that it's unconstitutional. But if what do they have to lose writing an unconstitutional law? Basically, they're going to write something to the effect of anything that might be considered by somebody to be synthetic, illegal drugs and stuff.
Yeah, they're going to try to make it as broad as possible.
Yeah, and I think it's ridiculous because they had to pass a constitutional amendment to actually ban alcohol in this country, so why should they be able to pass just a regular law to ban any other drug?
Well, we know they just passed a regular law to ban drugs at the federal level, and the proposal that we're talking about is on the table here in Keene, New Hampshire. So it's not
right.
A federal thing.
Yeah, but I did want to talk about a federal law. Are y'all familiar with the Federal Analog Act?
I've heard of it. Tell me more.
It's a law, I think it was written in 1984 or 5 or so, and it was written in response to what was called China White, which is a synthetic heroin. The more scientific name would be fentanyl 3. And this was a drug that was interestingly invented by folks to give the same effects of heroin, but it was legal because it wasn't the same chemical structure as heroin. So the Fed wrote this thing called the Federal Analog Law, which they put things into chemical classes. So in other words, if a chemical has a certain structure to it, the DEA could just make it illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And this applies mostly to opiates and to things called phenylethylamines, which are things like amphetamine, methamphetamine, and like things like MDMA, mm-hmm. and Ritalin, things like that. But what was ridiculous about it is that, especially in the case of the phenylethylamines, this is very similar to a chemical in your brain called dopamine, which is actually the same structure.
Outlawing your own brain chemicals. If you want to hang on and tell us more, Andy, stand by. We'll bring you back in Hour 3, 855-450-FREE. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin Poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No deals are haunted to make this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.